Joe Biden visits Texas after devastating winter storms. By Charlie Spiring on February 26, 2021. President Joe Biden visited Houston, Texas on Friday to witness the aftermath of a series of winter storms that crippled the state for several days. "Our prayers are with you in the aftermath of this winter storm," Biden said, vowing that the federal government would act as true partners in their recovery. Millions of people in the state lost power for days, and water pipes burst in the freezing temperatures. "We're in for the long haul," Biden promised, citing the federal aid that he would make available. Biden traveled to Houston with First Lady Jill Biden to visit with local leaders, congressional Democrats, Texas Governor Greg Abbott, and Texas Senator John Cornyn, as well as volunteers in the recovery effort. "We're not here today as Democrats or Republicans, we're here today as Americans," he said. Biden received a recovery briefing from FEMA and government officials and visited a local food bank coordinating relief for Texans suffering the results of the storm. "We're here to help, so put us to work," Biden said as he arrived. He was spotted packing canned peaches into a box with volunteers. Later, Biden visited a FEMA coronavirus vaccination station at Energy Stadium, promoting the ongoing fight to get Americans vaccinated. He repeatedly urged Americans to wear their masks, socially distance, and get vaccinated when they had the chance. "For God's sake, wear your mask. Wear your mask. It's not a political statement, it's the right thing to do," Biden said. He urged Texans to have hope about the future despite the storms, the coronavirus, and the economic decline. "Everybody's been so down the last number of years about what America, what can we do," he said. "America can do anything." Biden spoke about the ongoing fight against coronavirus but also spoke about the fight to beat cancer and send a rover to Mars. "Americans never give up, they never give in. They never cry uncle, they just struggle to innovate and they preserve and persevere," he said. "We're going to get through this, I promise you."